Hello and welcome to How to Grow Your Business Online. My name is Rick Cooper, and I've got a great call planned for you today. I'm excited that you're here with me today. I've got a lot of great information to share with you about how to grow your business online. And certainly there are a lot of strategies that you can implement online that will help you to generate leads and grow your business. And so as I go through the information today, I want to encourage you to take notes, because a lot of the ideas that I'll share with you are ideas that you can implement immediately in your business to start getting results. Now, as I share this information, it could be that you're not in a place yet to be able to implement some of these ideas. And so one of the things I would encourage you to do is to go back and listen to the recording several times. And I'll make a copy of this audio recording today available to you to go back and listen to. Now, a great place to be while you're out on the call today is out on Facebook, and you can go to facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes, and you can post a message there to let me know that you're on the call today listening in. Or if you're listening to the audio recording of the call, you can go out and post a message there and let me know that you're listening. Just let me know that, tell me the topic of what you're listening to. And also, I'd encourage you to, as you're listening, to post your favorite idea. So what is your what's your favorite idea that I'm sharing with you today? So as you're taking notes, kind of go through back through your notes and highlight and identify what is your the favorite idea that you're hearing that you plan on implementing. And, you know, there's one level of learning, which is just simply taking the information and listening and taking notes. And then there's another level where you actually take the information and you apply it. And you want to be able to take those strategies and implement them to be able to get results. Now, are you looking for a way to increase your income? Many people in today's economy want to increase their income, and short of taking on a part-time job, they don't have many options. So would you like to increase the amount of money that you earn online? For most people, they either have no online revenues or very little. So imagine for a moment if you started receiving an extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month in online sales. That would be pretty nice, wouldn't it? Well, some of the ideas that I will share with you on the call today will help you to be able to accomplish that. And what's nice is when you take one of these techniques and implement it, you're really learning a process that you can take and you can implement again in the future. So I encourage you to think about how you can implement these strategies, how you can leverage the tools and technologies that I'm sharing with you, and get started. Because for a lot of people, there might be a certain roadblock that you're facing. You might have a specific challenge, might be have a technology challenge to get something done. You might need somebody else's help in order to be able to accomplish it and get it done. Now, I'm passionate about helping small business owners leverage technology to grow their business online. I started my own business back in 2003. I had worked in the corporate world for over a dozen years, and I loved what I was doing, but I felt like something was missing. And when I was back in college, I had the opportunity to become president of an organization on campus called the Entrepreneurial Network, and we brought in local business owners to share their stories. And I can remember a few of the business owners that came in, Dale Carlson from the Sleep Train, which is a West Coast-based company that sells mattresses, and another one was Sally Edwards from Fleet Feet, which is a shoe company. And then also Sherry from Sherry's Berries, which creates those delicious chocolate strawberries and other delights. And what was interesting was, you know, just bringing them in and listening to them talk to the students and share their entrepreneurial stories and realizing that, you know, entrepreneurship is not always glamorous. And there's a lot of hard work and there are a lot of trials and tribulations along the way. But it lit a fire inside me that inspired me to want to one day start my own business. And in the fall of 2001, we all witnessed a life-changing event. September 11th changed the way that we looked at life. And, you know, I had to take a step back for a couple weeks, if not a couple months, and kind of re-examine what I was doing, what direction I was heading, what I was working towards, and, you know, doing some goal setting, you know, figuring out what do I want to do with the rest of my life. And, you know, as I get older, that becomes, you know, even more important to take a look at where I am and where I want to go and what I want to accomplish and the experiences that I want to have. And so if you haven't done that in a while, you might want to sit down and do that, because that can really help to shift what you're working on and help move you in the right direction. Well, the opportunity to start my own business finally came to pass in May of 2003, and I've been helping business owners ever since. And I specialize in helping businesses to increase their visibility online. So I work with people to help position them as an expert. I help to develop strategies for an effective marketing funnel. I help doing copywriting and support for clients, and being able to help them create either lead capture pages, web pages, copy for their websites, free or special reports, and other tools that they can use in their both their lead generation and also their lead conversion processes. And I also teach clients how to do that themselves as well. Now, one of my mentors who's had a big influence on me, and someone who I've had the opportunity to work with as part of his team, I've been a client of his and partnered with him in business as well, is Eric Lofholm. He's a master sales trainer, he's a coach, and he's someone who's up to big things. And I like to be around people who are up to big things. I don't know about you, but it inspires me when I'm around people who are, you know, who have set big goals and are working on big things, who lay out and cast a big vision and enroll others into that vision and be able to help to accomplish their goals. And, you know, if you're not around any people like that, I'd encourage you to think about how you can do that. In fact, there's a very powerful concept, which is called the power of association. So think about who are the five people that you spend the most time with, and it's very likely that they have a big influence over you. And if that's not a positive influence, then you might want to rethink that and rethink who your friends are. And it's not to say that you have to, you know, defriend anyone or unfriend them, but it does mean that you want to seek out some more positive influences, people that you can work with, people that you can collaborate with, that will help to inspire and motivate you and lift you up to a higher place. And Eric's one of those people. And so every time I'm around Eric, it really helps to lift me up to a higher level as well. Now, in working with Eric, one of the great opportunities I had in participating in one of his coaching and mentoring programs was to write a book. And it wasn't an assignment as part of the class. But the way that it evolved was that we created mastermind groups. And so I aligned myself with about five other people. And so we got together while we were at the training events, but we also got together separately. In fact, many of us are located up in the Sacramento and Rockland area, and so we were able to actually get together, and we actually were able to work out for a period of time out of Eric's office up in Rockland. And so we collaborated together, and it's funny, it's I think probably about not quite midway through the program, we launched this idea, and it happened during a mastermind session. We were all sitting around in a hotel room, and we were thinking to ourselves, you know, we should really should do some kind of a project together. We're all smart, talented people. We should get together and do something. And by the way, one of the reasons I'm sharing this is because you have the same opportunity to do something yourself. You can participate in a mastermind group. You can form your own mastermind or find an existing mastermind. You can partner up, and you can use that as an opportunity to create information products, for instance. So we're sitting in this hotel room, and we decided to order pizza, and so we had it delivered. And we're sitting around throwing around ideas, and one of the ideas that came up was writing a book. And for some of the people in the room, that was a little bit outside their comfort zone. I have two other books, Marketing Magic and Extreme Excellence, so I had already participated on book projects and gone through the process of that. But for many of them, this was their first book. And so myself and one other person who was also an author, we were kind of leading and guiding the discussion and just trying to get our ideas down on paper. And that's really how any kind of information product starts. Is you start with an idea. You start writing down ideas, brainstorming, mind mapping, and coming up with ideas. And so immediately I started pulling those ideas together into almost a structure and outline. And the book that evolved out of that is called Seize Your Opportunities, How to Live Your Life Without Limits. And my co-authors on the book are Brian Brunkhorst, Linda Disler, Keith Huggett, Joy Klepak, Todd Lay, and Sonika Tinker. And it's interesting because we got that book, we wrote that book in a period of 4 months, which is a pretty tight time frame on a book. Now, granted, we were collaborating together. Each of us contributed 2 chapters to the book, but we also self-published the book, which means we had to figure out how to get the book into a printed format without going through a publisher. So we found a printer that we were able to work with. We had to go out and find a graphic designer to create the cover for the product, and then also had to figure out how to get that little ISBN number on the back of the book so that people could order it online and things like that. So, you know, any kind of online marketing project that you implement, it's a process where you have to, you know, sometimes break through barriers. You have to sometimes overcome obstacles. You have to do things that you haven't done before, get outside your comfort zone. But when you do, it helps you to learn and grow. And in the process, it helps you to accomplish so much more in terms of results. And so I want to encourage you to think about how you can create and launch some type of a project that will help you to grow your business online. Now, another great relationships I've been able to develop over time is working with Laurel Langmire. Laurel is a financial speaker. She's author of Yes, the Energy Equation, and she's written 5 best-selling books, including Put More Cash in Your Pocket, The Millionaire Maker, and Cash Machine for Life, and others. And I had the opportunity to work as her affiliate manager. And so I have I've sought out other speakers that I could work with as part of their team. I have clients who are speakers. And I also work with clients in a lot of other areas as well. I work with a lot of professional people. I work with real estate agents, consultants, coaches, and network marketers too. And, you know, anyone really can position themselves as an expert. And I'm going to get more into tactics here in a moment. But you have the capability to create your own information products. You have the ability to sell products and services online. It's just really a matter of wrapping your head around it and figuring out how you can implement those strategies. And so with Laurel, I had the opportunity to participate on her marketing team and help implement a lot of online marketing projects, assist with social media promotions, and also just manage the affiliates to be able to help promote online. And you may not be in a position where you can have affiliates, but you may be able to develop joint venture relationships. And so on this call, I'm going to share some additional ideas about how you can develop strategic alliances and joint venture partner relationships. Now, on the webinar today, I'm going to talk about how to use a blog to attract customers. I'll talk about tips to create an information product. I'll share techniques to capture leads in your database and also systematically market to them. I'll share strategies to use webinars to sell to groups of people, and also talk about how to use a sales page to sell products online. Now, a great place to be while you're on the call today is out on Facebook, and you can go out to facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes and just go out there and post a message and let me know that you're on the call. And as you're hearing ideas on the call today, I would encourage you to let me know what's your favorite idea. What are you getting value from? Because that always helps as I'm preparing classes in the future to know what you're finding most valuable. Now, I have 2 outcomes for my presentation today. My first outcome is to share a lot of great information on how to grow your business online. My second outcome is to extend an invitation to participate in an upcoming program. And I'll share all the details at the end of the call. So here's a question for you. How do you attract thousands of new prospects online who are ready to buy from you? Well, let's start off and talk about some strategies for content creation, because content is one of the keys to be able to attract your customers online. So one of the secrets to attract customers online is to educate them through written, audio, and video content. And, you know, it's a matter of taking the time to sit down and start creating content. Now, do you consider yourself to be a writer? Are you comfortable just sitting down and coming up with ideas and putting them down on paper or typing them into your computer? Are you comfortable turning on a recorder and just talking, or getting on a conference call or bridge line and sharing ideas and information? Are you comfortable turning on a video camera or a flip cam or your webcam and talking and sharing ideas? If you're not, then you may have an issue with your mindset around content creation. And I would encourage you to start working on that mindset and working on your beliefs and start to shift and change your beliefs to one where you do perceive yourself as a writer, that you do believe you have a lot of great ideas to share and that you do find it easy to write information or to talk on an audio program or to share information on video. In fact, you might even try some positive affirmations like, I'm a great writer. I have a lot of great ideas to share. I find it very easy to sit down and write an article. I find it easy to write blog posts. I'm working every day to create content for an upcoming conference call or teleseminar. I find it easy to just get on video and record a short 2 to 3 minute video. Those are all positive affirmations you can write down and that you can repeat to yourself that will help you to be able to shift your beliefs and your mindset around it. And sometimes there's a little bit of lag time between using affirmations and where you actually begin believing it and start getting results. But part of the process just involves simply taking action. And so it's not enough just to say it, but you actually have to sit down and do it. And then you start doing it on a regular basis. In fact, one of the ways to develop a skill is to practice it every single day. And so it could be that you block out 30 minutes a day to write content. One of the easiest forms of content to write, by the way, is for a blog post, because blog posts really don't have to follow a specific formula in terms of creating them. For my blog posts, I do have a formula that I use, and I'll share that a little bit later on the call. But you don't have to follow a specific formula. In fact, on a blog, you can share written content, audio, and even video. And so there's a lot of ways that you can make use of it. You could just have value-added information, but you could also have promotions there as well. And one of the nice things about a blog is that it helps quite a bit in terms of search engine optimization and being able to track your customers online. And what you want is for people to go out to a search engine, type in keywords, and that they'll find you. They'll make it out to your blog. They'll learn more about you. They'll sign up for to get on your email list, and then you'll be able to share information and offers with them over time. So make a list of topics that you can write about and then get started today. Don't get started tomorrow or next week. Just get started today. And it doesn't have to be a long list. You could just start out and make a list of 3 topics. Pick one and start writing on it. If you have trouble writing, you could also talk it out. Some people like to do that. They just like to talk. So if you're, smartphone might have a recorder on it, you could record an audio program there and turn it into an MP3 file. You could also use a laptop computer or a desktop and record on there. You might have a little digital recorder you could use. But just talk it out and then go back and transcribe it. You can transcribe it yourself, which just simply means to listen to it and then write it down. Or you could have an employee, or even you could hire a transcriptionist or a virtual assistant to transcribe it for you. And you can also create and post content consistently. So if you have a blog, it's possible that you started the blog a long time ago, but you haven't been posting to it. And everybody has that challenge. And sometimes we get caught up, and so we just don't get it done. But I would suggest that you post out to a blog at least on a weekly basis, once per week. And that'll give you 52 posts per year, and that'll create quite a bit of content. So for an example of content on a blog, you can go out to my blog, which is at attractingidealclients.com. attractingidealclients.com. And when you go out there, you'll notice that I would encourage you to look on the right-hand side, scroll down a little bit, and you'll see a list of categories. And what you'll be able to do is to create or select a number of different categories for your blog. And what's nice is your category names could also be your keywords too. So, for instance, one of my categories is online marketing. And so if you go out to my blog, scroll down on the right, and click on online marketing, it'll bring up a series of posts that are related to online marketing. So there's one on secrets to leverage LinkedIn groups. There's another on sharing content to demonstrate your expertise. There's another one on social media tips to network online, Twitter tips to create social currency, build a community online, using email to build trust and rapport, using Google Docs to write blog content. So there's a lot of information there, but that information didn't all get created overnight. It's something that got created over time, and in some cases it's written content, and in some cases it's videos that I've created, posted out on YouTube, and then embedded onto my blog. And again, if you feel like you get stuck when you're working on something that's technology related, then just realize that there's a learning curve with any kind of technology tool. And the other thing is, even people who are tech savvy, like I do a lot of online marketing, but I also realize that if I don't do something frequently, I'll forget how to do it. So one of the things that I do, and this is a great tip, I would encourage you to write this down, is just to simply create a procedure. So let me explain what that is and how to use it. When I worked in the corporate world, I wrote down a lot of procedures for different processes because we had to repeat them periodically, and it was a requirement to have your procedures documented. So what you can do is, one of the simplest things I do is just either use a Word document or also create procedures in Google Docs, but create a document and title it with whatever the name of the procedure is, and so it's one document per procedure, and then you just write down the list of steps. And try to explain it as if you were going to have somebody else go through it and do it, which is actually an excellent way to do it, for one, because it could be that at some point you delegate it to somebody else. So you really do want to write it so that somebody else will understand it. And literally, it's, you know, like click on this button, hover over this, click the drop-down box, and then select this option. And you just walk it step by step through it. It can be a little bit tedious and time-consuming to write a procedure, but it'll save you a lot of time and effort in the future because it's usually one step that we forget to do that will take us a half an hour to try to figure out how to do that one specific step. And by taking the time up front to write it down, it becomes part of a system that you can reuse over and over or that you can hand over to somebody else to do. So, you know, it's excellent in terms of being able to help proceduralize your business and systematize your business. Leo Burnett said, make it simple, make it memorable, make it inviting to look at, make it fun to read. Let's talk about why a blog is critical to online marketing success. So posting content to a blog positions you as an expert. So it's important to start thinking of yourself as an expert, start thinking of yourself as a person who has information to share, start thinking of yourself as someone who can create content for your business. And when you create content, it creates the opportunity for you to be able to attract your ideal customers and clients. Now, you can use email to send people out to your blog for content. So, you know, when you have a blog, then one of the things you want to take a look at doing is figuring out how can you get people out to your blog. What are the steps that you can take that will be able to get people out there and connecting with you? So email is one of the ways to do that. In fact, I think in the last week I sent an email message out, and I encourage people to go out to my blog and read an article or read a post that I put there concerning article marketing. I'm doing a contest right now. It's an article marketing writing contest. And so I'm encouraging people to write articles and then submit them to me. And the prize is going to be that I'm going to select, I'm actually going to select three winners. I have three different categories of articles. And so I'll select three winners and I'll promote them out to my network. So it's a great opportunity to get some additional promotion for yourself as an expert. And if you'd like to participate in that, by the way, just simply go out to socialmediaoutcomes.com/article-contest and then fill out the form there, and then you'll get more details. Plus, you'll get some additional training on article marketing. And if you want to do that, you can go out to socialmediaoutcomes.com/article-contest. So email is a great way to get people out to your blog. You can also put lead generation and sales offers on a blog. So once you have your blog up, then you can post an offer to lead people out toward a lead capture page or to a specific sales offer. Let's say you have a product that's available online, then you could explain what the offer is and include a link. And, you know, anytime you put any kind of an offer like that on your blog, I always encourage that you first focus on adding value. Because any given blog post, there should be some information in there that is going to provide people with value. And for one, that will help with your search engine optimization just by having content on there. And then you can have the actual offer in addition to that as well. And by the way, you can also use banner ads as well, which are graphic images where you can hyperlink the image to where they go out to another web page as well. So that's another technique that you can use. Robert Allen said, no matter what your product is, you're ultimately in the education business. Your customers need to be constantly educated about the many advantages of doing business with you, trained to use your products more effectively, and taught how to make never-ending improvement in their lives. Wow, that's a pretty powerful statement. So you are in the education business, and you need to focus on ways to educate other people. You can educate your people, educate people about your products and services, but you can also educate them about the benefits of what you have to offer, or share tips and strategies and techniques. In fact, one of the ideas that I suggest that my clients do is to create a list of 101 tips. And you know, if that sounds a little bit intimidating, it doesn't have to be, because each tip should be about 140 characters, which is about one to two sentences. And that's the length of a message that you can post out on Twitter. So this is a great way to create content that you can share on Twitter that will attract people to you. And in fact, I have a challenge for you. If you'd like to create a list of 101 tips, I encourage you to send me an email. You can send it to me at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com, rack@socialmediaoutcomes.com, and then put 101 tips challenge in the subject line, and I'll follow up with some additional tips for you. But I encourage you to create those 101 tips in the next 30 days. So it'll take a little bit of time and effort. And here's what's great is, you know, even if you got 20 to 30 done, you could start making use of those. You can make use of them on social media. And the other thing is it serves as a great idea generator for writing blog posts. So once you have your 101 tips, now you can go through and you can pick one of those tips and you could write an entire blog post on it or even an article on the topic. So there's a lot of ways that you can make use of it. So send me an email at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com, put 101 tips challenge in the subject line, and I'll follow up with more details. Now, by the way, as I'm going through the webinar today, I'm going through a set of PowerPoint slides. So if you'd like a copy of the PowerPoint slides, you can send me an email message at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com and then just put teleseminar, or you could put March 29 teleseminar slides, March 29 teleseminar slides in the subject line. And I'll follow up and send you the PowerPoint slides so you can go through those, because I'm going through a lot of information. There's a lot of bullet points and a lot of details and also a lot of graphics and images, too, that you can't really see as you're listening to the teleseminar today. But you'll be able to go back through the PowerPoint slides. And again, now I'll make the audio recording available so you can listen to it and actually go through and scroll through the slides as well. So we'll make it a multimedia experience for you. Now, let's talk about information products. Information products are a tool that you can use both for lead generation, so you can generate new leads for your business, but they can also be a tool to generate online sales. And you want to think about strategies that you can implement where you can generate sales online. You can sell your own products, and you can also sell other people's products as well. In fact, I talked a little bit about affiliate marketing earlier. You can become an affiliate for another company, and you can promote their products and services. What's nice about that is they do the hard work of creating the sales pages, and all you have to do is to get people out to those pages or even get them into the marketing funnel. Encourage people to opt in to receive a free resource, and then they'll receive information over time that will encourage them to purchase. So that's another great technique that you can use, by the way, to generate income through online marketing. And what's nice is you can actually get an education as you go through that, because affiliate marketers or companies that use affiliate marketing will often train you on how to use affiliate marketing. So here are a few information products that you can create. You can create a special report. You can create an audio program, a video, an ebook, an e-course, a checklist, or a resource directory. In fact, there's a lot of things you could just create and then give it a creative name. And people will go, ooh, I want that. So, you know, a lot of this comes down to the marketing, how you market something. But ultimately, the information that you provide needs to have value. It can't strictly be a promotion, especially for something that you're offering free. You know, you can include a promotional message in there. In fact, a great formula to use is that the first part of your product should be informational, and then the last part can be promotional. And obviously, if you have a paid product, then you could try to offer something for sale within that, but it's probably better to just focus on ways to add value and maybe even encourage people to connect with you or go out to get some additional resources. Now, so, you know, take a look at sales pages, take a look at lead capture pages that are out there, and look for best practices. In fact, one of the great strategies in online marketing is just simply to model what other people are doing. Find what people are doing and then duplicate it. And it doesn't mean that you're going to take all the words and then you're going to use them as is. But what it means is look at the structure, for instance, of a sales page. And a sales page simply is a web page that offers a product or a service for sale. It's not like a shopping cart where you've got five products and then you pick one and add it to the cart. That's different. A sales page is where it's a single web page that offers one specific product, service, or program, and that page is focused solely on selling that product, and there's no other information or links on that sales page. Now, I want to share with you a story about let me do one thing first here. I'm excited because I've got so much information to share with you here on this call. In fact, one of the most powerful ideas that I'm going to share with you is at the very end of this call. And this is an idea that has the potential to create massive leverage for you. I mean, like 100-to-1 kind of leverage. By the way, that's a great mindset to have in business. Look for ways to create leverage in your business. In fact, that's what online marketing is all about, creating leverage. You have the best opportunity to create an online marketing system that will generate results for you consistently over time. Now, that's leverage. And the fact that you're on the call with me today tells me that you're a person of action. It also tells me that you're a continual learner. You're someone who really enjoys learning and implementing new ideas. And you're probably even someone who enjoys participating in coaching and training programs. I'm the same way, and I've participated in many programs in the past. There's a lot of great mentors that I've had an opportunity to work with and learn from. In fact, you probably find a lot of value in training programs where you have an opportunity to communicate and interact with the instructor. Isn't that interesting? Now, I learned a lot about blogging back in 2004. I started a technology blog to teach people how to leverage technology tools to grow their business. And I contributed to that blog for about 4 years. And the fact that I had that blog positioned me as an expert. It also attracted a lot of traffic online, and I was able to steer that traffic to my website to generate leads. So do you have a passion for writing? Can you find a topic to write on that will attract customers to you? Todd Lay runs a bookkeeping company, and Todd came to me a couple years ago and shared that he was spending a lot of time networking. He wanted to find a way to get in front of more prospects without having to leave his office. He said he wanted to create an audio program where he shared details about his business. We also decided to create a free report and then set up a lead capture page to offer it. Once the web page was up, he suddenly realized there were a lot of ways that he could use it to generate leads. And as a result, he was able to quit his business networking group and was able to start delivering presentations over the phone to book clients. He also began using webinars as a tool to grow his business. So the big idea for you is that you can use a lead capture page. Now, I spend a lot of time writing copy for my clients, email copy, web copy, copy for information products. It's a good use of my time, and I also do a great job. My copywriting fee is $100 an hour. If a sales page takes 5 hours to complete, my fee would be $500. So that's $500 for copy for one sales page. Now, the next idea I want to share with you is one that's going to help you to be able to generate more leads for prospects. And, you know, it's funny. Sales is a numbers game. And in order to generate more sales, you need to get in front of more people. And there's the hard way to do it, which is cold calling. You know, get a list of people that you don't know and pick up the phone and just hammer the phone, call all the people and talk to them and try to sell someone something. And then there is the easy way, which is implementing online marketing strategies. And, you know, granted, there are a few little obstacles and challenges that you may have to face to get your online marketing efforts in order and implemented. But once it's implemented, it has the potential to generate leads and also generate sales for you online. Jim Rohn said, discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. I think sometimes people think that sales pages will write themselves or that blogs will just magically sprout content over time. It doesn't happen that way. If you want to create something, then you need to create it. It takes discipline. One of the reasons I get so much done for so many people is that I'm disciplined. One of my mentors once told me, if you want something done, give it to a busy person. He was a busy person, and he knew that I was a busy person too. So busy people get things done. I want to talk for a moment about permission marketing, because this is one of the key concepts in online marketing, and it's the ability to market to people where you have their permission. So you want to ask for permission before you market to someone, and I'll explain what that means in a moment here. So one of the ways to do that is just simply to offer a free resource in exchange for someone's contact information. So you could add an offer on a website, on a blog. You could put it on a standalone lead capture page. But ultimately, you want to have people enter their information in, and that information will be transferred over into your email marketing system, and then you can communicate to people over time through email marketing. So you want to make it easy for people to refer others. So the more options and opportunities you have online for a free offer, the more likely it is that someone's going to share that. You know, and here's a million-dollar idea, viral marketing. You want to implement strategies where you can get people to share your offers with other people. And so, you know, one of the areas where I train people on all the time is in the area of social media. And so social media provides a great opportunity for viral marketing. Because what happens is that you can share information on, say, your Facebook page or on Twitter, and then other people will share that too. And then other people will share it, and other people will share it. And it's much more likely that people are going to share it if there's some intrinsic value to it. If there's a lot of standalone value that people see, then they'll want to share that information. And if you have a great free offer, then that's something that other people will want to share with others. So you need to build a customer database. You may already have a customer database. You may not have a customer database, but you need one. And when I ask people, you know, what are you using for email marketing? I'm surprised at how many people say, oh, I'm using Outlook, or I'm using Gmail, or I'm using Yahoo Mail. That's not a permission-based email marketing system. It's an email tool, true. And I use Gmail for communicating through email, but I don't use it for sending out messages to my list. And in fact, I've used many different systems and services over the years, including Infusionsoft, One Shopping Cart, Constant Contact, iContact, and MailChimp. And on top of that, there are other services out there, including Cooler Mail and also AWeber and other tools beyond that. So you really want to have some type of a permission-based online marketing system, because what's going to happen is when you have that system, there's an option where you can go in there and you can create a form. And what the form allows you to do is it'll give you the HTML code for that, and you just copy and paste it onto your – and that'll put a form right on your web page. And so when someone fills out that form, that contact information automatically passes over into your database. And now the person is in your system, and now you can send out email messages to them over time. And there's a number of different ways that you can use email marketing to grow your business. So first of all, you want to add customers and prospects to your database. So if you already have customers, you can go ahead and add them into your database because you have the you have the authority to be able to market to your existing customers. And if you have people who have given you permission, you know, if you have a prospect who's given you permission, and I'll give you an example. You know, periodically I'll go out and speak to groups. And when I speak to them, I might offer them a free report. And I'll say, if you'd like a copy of my free report, go ahead and fill out this form. They'll fill out the form, and then I'll take that, and I'll enter that lead into my database, and then I will subscribe them to an autoresponder, which will send out the report to them. So you can use that technique. You can use offline techniques to be able to grow your database as well. But really the best technique is an online marketing technique, number one, because it automates, you know, adding that information into your database and automatically it fulfills, plus they're giving their permission through, you know, when they're opting in order to get that information. And the other thing is for your email marketing, you want to make sure that you comply with the CAN-SPAM Act. And so, again, if you're using an email marketing system, it should automatically comply. And a couple of the rules are that you need to have an unsubscribe link at the end of your email message. You actually need to have your physical address at the end of the message as well. Some systems have some more requirements in place in terms of what information to have in the email messages. Now, you can generate leads to grow your database. So you want to focus on lead generation strategies. And in fact, everyone, you know, everyone needs multiple lead generation strategies. So I would encourage you to sit down sometime and make a list of your different lead generation strategies. What are the strategies that you have in place? What are the strategies that you need to create, that you want to implement? Now, I've talked already about the opt-in form or the custom form, which you can embed on a website. So most permission-based marketing systems allow you to create a custom form to add to a web page. You can gather name, email, and phone if needed. You can automate your follow-up to prospects over time. So there are many different examples. And in fact, let me just give you an example that you can check out. And this is for specifically for a lead capture page. So go to socialmediaoutcomes.com, socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email. And that's with the number 33, the number 3 email, socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email. And then go to that page, and number one, I would encourage you to get that report. That's an excellent report. It's 33 simple strategies to build your email list, so it's going to give you a ton of different techniques that you can use to be able to grow your email list over time. But also, I just want you to take a look at that page. That is a lead capture page. And so by definition, a lead capture page, there's only one option, and that's to opt in. There's not any links to anywhere else except for like terms and conditions and a privacy policy, which in online marketing they require you to have on your web pages. But and the other thing is it explains clearly what the offer is. So it has a headline that says, get instant access now to a free report from master marketer Rick Cooper with 33 simple strategies to build your email list. And it talks about what's included in the report. It has a very clear call to action, has the form embedded in, and a giant button, you know, where you can click to get instant access to the report. So you want to think about how you can implement a lead capture page in your business, and really that's one of the key strategies to be able to help grow your email list, grow your customer database. Frank Kern, who is another great internet marketer, he said, write down every possible action you could take to start making money immediately. Do whatever actions jump out to you. Don't overthink this. Just do it. Life is short. I think that's such a powerful message because sometimes we really get hung up in our head. And, you know, there's a phrase which I can relate to, and it is paralysis of analysis. That's it, paralysis of analysis. Because I tend to be a detail-oriented person, which actually helps me in online marketing because if you're detail-oriented, it helps you to get through the steps and get things done, cross the T's, dot the I's. Unfortunately, it also means that by nature, many analytical people are perfectionists. And perfection is your enemy in online marketing, at least in terms of getting something implemented. It's not a bad trait to have long-term, but you need to be able to implement something and then go back and optimize it. Because if you never implement, if everything is just sitting on the shelf and you never get it out there, then it's not really generating any results for you. So you need to be a person who can say good enough is good enough and implement it, and then go back and optimize it and make it better over time. Now, let me talk a little bit more about lead capture pages, because this is such a powerful strategy. So first of all, you need to start by creating a free resource. In fact, I'm working with a number of clients right now to create special reports that they can use for their lead capture pages. And so I'm taking time over the phone to talk with them about it. I'm brainstorming ideas, and then I'm actually writing the content for them and creating that lead capture page, or excuse me, creating the free resource. And then we'll actually help to write the copy for the lead capture page as well. So you want to write copy for a lead capture page, which is also called a squeeze page, by the way. And you want to add an opt-in form to the page and then drive traffic to the page. So with Todd Lay, one of the strategies we implemented was lead capture page. So we worked together and created a report called The Five Fatal Mistakes That People Make When They Don't Delegate. Pretty snappy title. And so I worked with him to create the report, and I also worked with him to create the lead capture page as well. Now, Kathy Kaufman is a medical marketing consultant for Market America. And Kathy has invested a lot of time and energy to implement online marketing strategies. She does webinars, she has an email list, and she uses LinkedIn for prospecting. She enjoys working at home, not having to put miles on her car and spending extra money on gas. It also gives her more time to spend with her family. And her income is up 70% since she started implementing these strategies. She also earns extra money as an affiliate for Eric Lofholm. And she's able to do that because she has an email list. Now, if you take away her email database, her webinars, and her LinkedIn prospecting, she's a network marketer beating her head against the wall. And I'm sure many of you listening to this can probably relate to it as well, whether you're in network marketing or not, that if you aren't implementing online marketing strategies, building your business is hard work. And what's nice with online marketing is build it once and then use it many times. So, you know, if you're talking to someone over the phone, every time you pick up the phone and talk to someone, you have to go through the same details. In online marketing, you could record a video with a great message, and then you could have hundreds of people watch that in the future. And you don't have to say that information multiple times. You only have to say it once. So there's a different reality when you have these tools and when you implement them in your business. Now, you're leaving money on the table if you don't do this. So the next technique that I want to share with you is for lead conversion strategies. And this is actually generating sales online. This is actually getting people out to a sales page or a place where they can make a purchase online. And by the way, there's a lot of great techniques that combine online and offline strategies as well. So even if you have a sales page, you're not limited to, you know, people randomly searching on the internet to go find it. There's a lot of ways to drive traffic out to a sales page so you can get results. So let's talk about email marketing in particular. I've talked about the importance of having a customer database. Let's talk about some specific strategies that you can use to generate sales through email. Well, first of all, you need to build your email list. And again, I would encourage you, if you don't have an email list, or if you have an email list but you don't have that many people on it, then you need to work on building your email list. So I encourage you to go out and get that free report. And again, you can go out to socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email. That's with the number 33 email. And get that report and take a look at it, because there's a ton of ideas in there that you can use. There's also a lot of other great marketing strategies as well. And by the way, I'll just throw this out there as a little tidbit, but I've implemented some strategies in that special report that you can make use of as well. And there are strategies to develop trust and rapport. There are strategies for additional lead generation. There are strategies to leverage the fact that if somebody shares that report with somebody else, that it will it includes what's called a bounce back offer, where it might encourage someone to go out and opt in, or encourage somebody to contact me. So there's multiple layers to that report. And, you know, most people don't understand online marketing at this level. They understand it to a certain degree. But there are a lot of different strategies that you can implement at an advanced level that will help to generate results for you. And I have had the opportunity to use all those strategies in my own business and with clients, and also working with Eric Lofholm and Laurel Langmire as well. So I've been in this conversation now since about 2004, and I've studied marketing my whole life. I won't go into my background for my education, but I have a degree in marketing, and so I've really I've made an effort my entire life now to understand the psychology of buying, the psychology of persuasion and influence, and how to get people to take action. Now, you want to send periodic messages to your list. In fact, I just sent out a message this morning with an offer for a program. And what's interesting is, one of the things I love about email is you could wake up in the morning and you could say to yourself, wow, I need to make some money today. What can I do? Oh, I could send an email out and I could make an offer. And literally, within about 30 minutes, I had written an email message and I had scheduled it to go out to my email list. And that email goes out. Now people are opening it up. People are taking action. There are ways that I included in that offer that build value, that educate people, that train people, and that build trust and rapport, and that lead people to the next step. And so email marketing is a very powerful tool to create instant results. You don't need a lot of lead time for it. There are some marketing strategies like direct mail that could literally take you months to implement. It might be that you have to, you have to hire a copywriter, a designer, a printer. You have costs for postage and printing, and there's a lot of different components to it. Whereas with an email, you can literally wake up in the morning, 30 minutes later, send out an email message, and start getting results instantly. That's a very powerful tool. So I definitely encourage you to make use of email marketing. I also encourage you to create a swipe file for email copy. And so let me explain what the concept of a swipe file is. A swipe file is there's a number of different ways that you can create a swipe file. So let me try to explain this. So, for instance, you could, if you open up an email message and you say, wow, this is a really great email message, then you could actually create a PDF file of that email and you could save it on your computer. You could also go through and highlight all the copy in the email and copy and paste it into Word or into a notepad file. Or you could just take a screenshot image of it. You can create a swipe file for many things in marketing. You could have a swipe file for subject lines. So if you see a great subject line, then just go copy that subject line and drop it into a notepad file or into Word. And then the purpose of that is later you can go back to that swipe file and swipe the ideas. You could say, ooh, I really like this one. I'm going to use this for my email. And you don't have to use it exactly, but you could use it as an idea generator. Like, I really like the way they have three words here, and they put the rest of it in parentheses. I like that. And so you want to start making, creating tools for best practices that you can make use of over and over. In fact, one of my clients, Todd Lay, that I mentioned earlier, one time he went through and he printed off a bunch of email messages and he put it into a binder. And he says, I like to have it in print. I like to be able to flip through that thing, look at ideas, and I like to see it and have that all accessible. And then he organized it with tabs and everything like that. What a great idea. I mean, what a great tool that he created. And what's interesting is it's all other people's marketing, and he's using that as a tool for his business. You can do the same thing as well. Now, you also want to look for ways to add value to your list. So you can't focus strictly on promotion. You really need to find ways to add value. So I'm always, brainstorming and thinking up ideas. What does my audience want to know? What are they struggling with? And I talk to clients all the time. In fact, I do a lot of phone calls. In fact, let me just throw this idea out there. If you would like to talk with me by phone about your online marketing, send me an email at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. I'll give you a 10-minute phone call where we'll just sit and brainstorm ideas for a few minutes. And that 10-minute phone call often will last a little bit longer than that. So it may not be limited to just 10 minutes, but I'll just extend that invitation to you. Send me an email at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. We'll do a quick 10-minute call. I'll share a few ideas with you. But I spend a lot of time talking to clients and really understanding what it is that they're struggling with. And I take that information, I use that to help other people as well through email, through my blog, through my conference calls, webinars, teleseminars, and other live training events. So get ideas from the email messages that you receive. Model best practices. In fact, one of the mentors that I look to for ideas is Eric Lofholm. In fact, I've modeled many of his strategies over time, and you can model other people too. Now, the next technique that I want to share with you, it's an extremely powerful technique, and I've got about 5 to 10 more minutes of content here, and then I'm going to explain the program that I have available for you. And if you like the content that you're hearing on this call today, then you're going to love the program that I have for you, because there's a lot of great ideas I'm going to share with you throughout the entire program that are really going to help you to get these ideas implemented. And not only does it include training content, but it also includes mentoring as well, so I can help you through the process and going through it. The idea I want to share with you right now is the email teaser technique. And so one of the reasons that you might want to implement this technique is because you may want to get people out to your blog, for instance. And if you have a blog or a lead capture page, you want to get people out to it because there's information, there's value that can be delivered there. But the key is how do you get people out there? Because out of sight is out of mind, and most people aren't thinking to themselves, oh, I need to go out to this blog today. So you kind of have to lead people to do that. And one of the ways that you can do that is through the email teaser technique. And the way that it works is that you write out an email message and you share an idea. And here's the key, is that the real meat of the idea is out on your blog. And so your email message is not going to reveal what the idea is, but it will talk about what the benefits of the idea are. It'll essentially tease them. And, you know, this is an effective technique to use in all of your email marketing, is that, you know, sometimes you want to just share all the details. Like the email message I sent this morning, I shared all the details. I said, here's the deal. Click to go out here and get access to this. But sometimes you don't want to do that, and you'll just want to tease them and say, hey, you know, I've got this great thing, blah, blah, blah. If you'd like to go learn it, then go click here. Now, that's kind of the real, you know, quick and dirty version of it. But you want to take time to write out that email message. And so it always starts with, in fact, online marketing always starts a couple steps ahead, which is what am I trying to accomplish through my online marketing? What products am I trying to sell? And then you start working backward through the process on, okay, how do I get people interested in this topic? How do I get people to a sales page? How do I get people to opt in? And you just walk all the way through it. And so one of the techniques that you can use is you can write blog posts that talk about a specific topic and then lead people toward an opportunity to learn about a product or a service. So the email teaser technique is a great strategy. Another great strategy is to invite people to raise their hands. In fact, when I was creating the content for this conference call, I talked to my mentor, Eric Lofholm, and I said, you know, I need a really great idea. And he gave me the email teaser technique, and then he also said, here's another great idea for you to share with the folks, people to raise their hands. And I said, yeah, that's a great one. So here's how it works. Oftentimes what I'll do, and what Eric does, is he'll send an email, and he'll encourage people to respond back to him by email. And see, this is one of the great techniques in marketing, is get people to respond back through the same medium that you're communicating through them to. So, for instance, if you call someone and leave a voicemail, ask them to call you back. You typically wouldn't call and say, hi, this is Rick Cooper from Social Media Outcomes. You know, please contact me for information about such and such. Please email me at – no, you give them your phone number. So if you're emailing someone, you can encourage them to email you back. So you give your email address and say, contact me here and ask for, you know, whatever it is that you're offering. Now, another great technique, of course, through email marketing is to include a link out to a web page. And one of the nice things about that is that it creates an instant result. People can click, they can go out there, and they might be able to, you know, purchase and make a final buying decision at that point. But what's nice about inviting people to raise their hands is it allows you to identify who's interested in what you have to offer. So when you have, let's say that you have 1,000 people on your list and you send out an email message and 10% of them open that message, that's 100 people open the message. And then out of that 100 people, then 10% respond to you. That's 10 people. Well, what's interesting there is that you started with 1,000 people, You cut it down to 100 people, and now out of 100 people, you have 10 people that you know are interested in what you have to offer. Do you think that that would be very effective to know out of 1,000 people who are the 10 people who are most interested in what it is you have to offer? You bet it is. And in fact, that's also a great opportunity for telemarketing. You can pick up the phone, and you can reach out, and you can contact them. You could offer them a free consultation. So you want to think about how you can leverage email as a tool to be able to reach out, identify your best prospects, and then be able to market to them over time. So how much revenue do you generate online today? How much revenue would you like to generate online? So first of all, let's just back up for a second. How much revenue do you generate online today? I want you to write down a number right now. It might be zero. Maybe it's $100 per month. Maybe it's $500 per month. Maybe it's $1,000 per month. Write that number down in your notes. The next question is, how much revenue would you like to generate online? Now, if you've got zero, you might just write down, yeah, I'd like to have $100 at least, or maybe $500, or maybe $1,000. But come up with a number. So I want you to write down a number right now for the monthly online revenue that you want to earn. And I have a special report that I'm going to offer you if you respond to me and send in your monthly revenue number. And the report is on 7 ways to use joint ventures to increase revenues. And this is a great report which shares a lot of ideas about how to develop joint venture partner relationships. And I worked as joint venture and affiliate manager for both Eric Lofholm and Laurel Langmire. So I've developed relationships with powerful and influential people to help grow their business. And you can do the same thing for your own business. So if you'd like a copy of that report, send me an email message at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com, put monthly revenue in the subject line, and then include your new monthly online revenue goal in the message. So if it's $1,000 a month, put $1,000. If it's $500 a month, put $500. Send that email to me, and I'll send you a copy of that special report. David Ogilvy said, "I don't know the rules of grammar. If you're trying to persuade someone to do something or buy something, it seems to me you should use their language, the language they use every day, the language in which they think. We try to write in the vernacular." That's very important in online marketing because you want to communicate with people in a way that's easy to read and understand. Let's talk about sales pages. So a sales page is a web page where someone can go out and make a buying decision. They can make a purchase. So let me give you a few steps to take in creating a sales page. You want to craft a compelling offer. You want to write copy. You want to add visual design elements. You don't want just all words on a page. You want to have some visual images. You want to add testimonials. You want to include an option to purchase. And then you also want to drive traffic out to your sales page. So there are many examples of sales pages. In fact, I'm going to give you a web page in a few minutes that you can go out and take a look at, and that's a great example of a sales page. And what's interesting here is, I've gone through and I've made some edits to that web page, but it's not entirely optimized. There are still some things that I want to do. But did I let that stop me from getting it done, getting it implemented, and sending people out to it? No, I didn't. I got it done, and I'm making use of it, and I still have the potential to go back and optimize that in the future. And you can do the same thing as well. Good enough is good enough. Focus on completion, not perfection. Michael Schudson said, "Advertising says, buy me, and you will overcome the anxieties I've just reminded you of." And so an effective sales page really should help to connect with people's pain and their anxieties. It should remind them of that, and then it should provide a solution for them to their problem. And that's true whether you're doing a lead capture page or a sales page, by the way. Now, the next technique that I'm going to share with you has the opportunity to create massive leverage. I mentioned this earlier at the beginning of the call, massive leverage in your business, 100-to-1 kind of leverage. And you want to make use of strategies like this because, let's face it, you know, if you're trying to earn a sale, would you rather make one sale at a time or would you rather make 100 sales at a time? Well, you'd rather make 100 sales at a time, of course. And so there are strategies that allow you to get in front of multiple people and be able to create an opportunity for them to buy. And so I would encourage you to think about how to implement some of these strategies in your business. And so the technique that I want to share with you is to use webinars for lead generation and for lead conversion. So sign up for a webinar service where you can host a web meeting for multiple people. There are many different tools out there. I happen to use GoToWebinar, but there are also services like Join.me and AnyMeeting. And there are also network marketing companies that offer the opportunity for video meetings as well. So once you sign up for the service, then schedule your first webinar. And here's the key. You may not even know your topic, but I want you to pick a date on the calendar. And a good rule of thumb is to pick a date about 30 to 60 days out. That's a good time frame to be able to come up with all the pieces that you need to get it done. But I want you to just pull out your calendar and go through it and pick a date and a time that you want to do your first webinar. And if necessary, you can push it out a little bit, but really, I want you to get it done. Create a presentation that adds value. And again, you can use PowerPoint, create a PowerPoint slide deck, and then select an offer to share. And, you know, part of what you're doing here, remember, you always want to work backwards. You begin with the end in mind. Start with what your offer is, and then decide what topic you're going to talk about, because your topic is going to attract your ideal customers and clients. And so really, you want to attract the people who are going to be interested in what it is that you're offering. So you have to work backwards. You know, begin with the end, and then work backwards back to the topic, and then work on all the details in between. Make it easy for people to register. In fact, when you registered for this call, you probably went out to a web page and you registered. You can do the same thing. You can create a registration page, which, by the way, here's a little secret, and maybe not so much of a secret, but a registration page for a webinar is a lead capture page. The only option there is to opt in. Now, let me talk for a moment about email marketing, especially in conjunction with webinars. So you can send out one email message and you could generate 10 sales, for instance, at $100. That would give you $1,000 in sales. Now, for instance, say I promoted this conference call. And this conference call, by the way, could have easily been a webinar. And I use both strategies. I like using both a audio conference call or teleseminar and also webinars to promote my business and educate people as well. I use both both techniques and tactics. And there are benefits to each as well, by the way. And one of the reasons a conference call is great is because there's a lower barrier in terms of technology. Like to watch a webinar, you have to have a computer. You have to be at your computer. You have to be able to use the service. Whereas on a conference call like this or a teleseminar, people can listen in from anywhere in the world using their phone. So I could ask other people to promote the webinar to their list. And by the way, the gap is getting wider between people who have a database and those who don't. When you have a database, you can market your products effortlessly. You see, your database is an asset. And when you have a database, people will seek you out. If you ever change industries, you'll have a tool to be able to seek out new opportunities. You can also use it for product line extensions. That's where you create a new product, and then you can make you can offer that out to your list. Once you have a database, it'll start to grow organically. And that means that people will find you, you know, that you don't even know about. They'll just find you on the internet and opt in. And it's a nice feeling when people just show up on your list and you don't even know where they came from. Now, obviously, it's a good idea to know where people came from so you know what efforts are working, but sometimes people just show up and you won't really even know where they came from. So a lot of you are on the webinar are familiar with Eric Lofholm. And as successful as he is, one of the secrets to his success is email marketing. With email marketing, Eric is a world-renowned speaker and trainer. Without email marketing, Eric might be a manager at the Olive Garden. And he actually... When I was talking to him about this topic, he actually mentioned that. So I'm not making that up. He actually mentioned that and said it. And he actually tells that on some of his training programs, is that he said, if I weren't a speaker, I probably would be a manager at the Olive Garden, because he was working in the fast food industry. And so he was on a track probably to become a manager one day. Now, how much could you accomplish if you learned to harness the power of email marketing? There's your life without an email database, without webinars, without a lead capture page, and then there's your life with it. What a huge difference. In fact, it'll really help you to be able to overcome your competition and be able to build your business. Tim Ferriss, author of The 4-Hour Workweek, and by the way, what a revolutionary book. If you've never read The 4-Hour Workweek, I'd encourage you to go out and read it. It's a great book. He said, think big and don't listen to people who tell you it can't be done. Life's too short to think small. And he's absolutely right. And in fact, you want to look for ways to really create leverage in your business so that you can accomplish more and achieve bigger goals in your life. Now, webinars are a great strategy for lead conversion. Normally, when you set an appointment, you meet with someone one-on-one. You could use webinars for one-on-one selling and also for group selling as well. And it's actually simple when you know how to do it. If you're competing with someone who has these tools and you don't, it's like trying to run a marathon with one leg tied behind your back. You're just hopping around trying to make progress. Now, Eric Lofholm uses webinars to grow his business. I use webinars to grow my business. And people in many industries are using webinars. In fact, I'm working with a real estate agent right now who's going to be doing a webinar for first-time home buyers. So a lot of people are using webinars. It starts with an intention. So if you'd like to use webinars to grow your business and you'd like some tips and strategies on how to make that happen, you could send me an email at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. Just put run webinars in your subject line, and I'll follow up with some additional tips on how to use webinars. Now, would you like to learn proven strategies to grow your business online? Absolutely, right? What I'd like to do now is simply extend an invitation to participate in my upcoming program, which is called the Online Marketing Mastery Program. This is how to grow your business online for busy professionals. The Online Marketing Mastery Program includes a 90-day program designed to teach you all the techniques that I'm sharing with you on the call today, plus many more. It also includes a 4-week webinar series on squeeze page marketing. And in fact, I've recorded that webinar series, and you'll be able to get instant access to all the webinars in that program. And in addition, I'll rerun that program in the future, and you'll be able to attend that program when I run it again. On top of that, you'll also get access to a video marketing audio program. So that's an audio recording on video marketing. And you'll also receive access to 3 killer videos. So here's what you're going to learn in the program. You're going to learn 7 free offers that will attract customers. You'll learn my step-by-step process for creating a sales page. You'll learn 5 strategies to sell products online and create immediate income. You'll learn 12 ways to make your squeeze page more effective. Remember, squeeze page is a lead capture page. And also 3 keys to set up sales pages quickly and easily. So let me tell you what's included in the Online Marketing Mastery Program. This is the 90-day program. First of all, you'll receive access to 12 modules. This is 12 modules of training content. And I teach the modules through a series of weekly calls. And you can attend the live calls, but you can also get access to the audio recordings for past calls as well. Each call includes 30 minutes of content and also 30 minutes of Q&A. Let me run through the modules and tell you what's included here. So there's 3 different components to the program, and then there's 4 modules for each of those components. The first component is content creation strategies. In Module 1, I'm going to teach you about blogs and article marketing. Module 2 is on free offers, so I'll talk all about all the different types of free offers that you can create and you can use, for instance, on a lead capture page or as an opt-in on your website or blog. Module 3 is on creating information products. And, you know, I know for many of the folks that are listening to this call or this recording right now, you have a dream of having your own information product. Maybe you have a dream of having an audio program or an audio CD that you could have in your hand and that you could hand out to somebody. Maybe you want to have a multi-CD audio program that you could sell as a product. Maybe you want to have a DVD that you could provide as a product. Module 4 is on search engine optimization or SEO strategies, and that's how to get people out to your website or blog just by simply having people go out and search on the internet and then finding you. Now, the next component is on lead generation strategies. So Module 5 is on lead capture pages, and that's all about lead capture pages and tools. And remember, you'll also get access to the 4-week webinar series. So there's 4 one-hour webinar videos on that topic, but you'll also have access to this call as well to go through. Module 6 is on online video. And we haven't talked a lot about online video on the call today, but it's a great technique to be able to record information, post that out on YouTube. And by the way, that's another great place that people can find you online is through a YouTube channel. They can watch your videos. It's a great tool to use in developing trust and rapport with people as well. Module 7 is on database and shopping cart systems. Module 8 is on driving traffic to your website. And the next, the final component in the 90-day program is on lead conversion strategies. So Module 9 is on sales pages. And again, a sales page is where you're selling a specific product, a program, or a service. Module 10 is on copywriting secrets. And, you know, I'm working with a lot of clients right now writing copy for them. I work on retainer for clients. And in that module, I'm going to teach you some of the secrets that I use to write copy for clients. And so you're going to learn a lot about copywriting in that module. Module 11 is all about webinars. And I've talked about a lot about the importance of using webinars as a tool to be able to educate, to train, but also to sell to multiple people at once. And so webinars are a great tool. And by the way, many of those strategies that I'll share regarding webinars, they're also applicable to whether you're doing conference calls or teleseminars, and also if you're doing interviews. If you do an interview, you might also have the opportunity to either use it for lead generation or to use it for selling a product or program or service. And finally, Module 12 is all about autoresponders. And autoresponders are a great tool that you can use to be able to communicate with people over time and automate the process of communicating through email, because when someone opts in, you can have an autoresponder series that goes out automatically to them. Now, let me talk about the squeeze page marketing webinars and tell you step-by-step what's included here. So the first webinar video is on creating a free offer to attract customers. The second webinar video is on copywriting secrets for your squeeze page. The third webinar video is on how to generate leads and build your list. And the fourth webinar video is on how to drive traffic to your squeeze page. Each webinar includes 45 minutes of content and 15 minutes of Q&A. And we'll do Q&A by email and also through my Facebook page. Now, you'll also receive access to the Squeeze Page Marketing webinar series when I do it again in the future. And I will likely be doing it coming soon in the month of May or June. So I'll have more details about that coming up as well. But you'll be able to get access to the instant access to the webinar videos once you sign up for the program. And in a moment, I'll give you the webpage where you can go out and check that out. Now, you'll also get access to an audio program, and that's called, the topic is Video Marketing Secrets to Grow Your Business Online. So learn how to create simple, persuasive online videos to get results. And this audio program includes 60 minutes of content. You'll also get three killer videos. The first video is on copywriting secrets to create high-converting sales pages. The second video is on how to write an autoresponder series that gets results. And the third video is on SEO strategies to get more traffic. So are you ready to finally earn sales online? Absolutely, right? You want to make some money online. Definitely. So here's what's included in the program as a recap. The Online Marketing Mastery Program, which is the 90-day program with the 12 modules, that's valued at $1,188. The Squeeze Page Marketing webinar videos are valued at $397. And the video marketing, the audio program, is valued at $97. And the three killer videos are valued at $39. The total value of this program is $1,721. Now, in addition to that, one thing I want to mention here, too, is when you sign up for the program, you get access to the 90-day program. But I repeat that 90-day program every 90 days. And what I will encourage you to do is you're going to get all the information you need in that 90 days. But some of the concepts you may learn at one level, and you might have the opportunity to learn it at a deeper level later. And so I'm going to extend the period of time that you have access to participate in the live calls beyond the 90 days for up to a year. So really, it's a one-year program. It's 90 days of content taught through over a year. So every 90 days, the content repeats. In addition to that, I'll probably do some extra bonus calls as time goes on and may even have some special guest speakers on as well. So there'll be other additional content beyond what I'm sharing here. If you haven't realized probably by now, I really like to be able to add value to people. I like to over-deliver on expectations. And, you know, when you sign up for the program, you're going to get so much more in terms of value from this program. You're going to be able to really build your business with the tools and the information that I'm sharing with you. I've got one final bonus that I want to mention in a minute, but the total value of the package, again, is $1,721. I offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Try the program for 30 days. If you're unhappy for any reason, we'll refund your tuition 100%. Now, I have a special offer. So obviously it's $1,721, but if you register in the next hour, you'll receive the entire program for only $299. $299. Let me give you the website where you can go out to register online. And by the way, when you go out to that site, I want you to take a look at that site too, because you can model that same strategy as well. If you have a product that you can sell online, you could create a similar page as well. So go out to socialmediaoutcomes.com/online. That's O-N-L-I-N-E, online, socialmediaoutcomes.com/online, and go ahead and sign up for the program. And again, it's $1,721. You can sign up today in the next hour for only $299. Now, I have one bonus that I want to mention. Actually, I have more than one bonus, but let me start with the one bonus. I have a special webinar series that I'm doing starting next week. So this is going to begin on Tuesday, April 3rd at 6 p.m. Pacific time. I'm doing a four-week webinar series on article marketing. Now, you may have remembered that I mentioned earlier on the call that I'm doing an article marketing writing contest, and you can participate in that contest, and I have and it's a great opportunity to be able to write articles. And by the way, that's a great strategy for lead generation, because in an article, you can include a link back to your website or your blog or even a lead capture page. So this is a four-week webinar series on article marketing, and it's every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time starting on April 3rd. So again, the dates would be April 3rd, April 10th, April 17th, and one moment, April 3rd, 10th, 17th, and 24th. Those are the dates of the program at 6 p.m. Pacific time. So that's a $397 value on top of the $1,700 value in the package already. So we're up over $2,000 in value. In addition to that, and by the way, that particular bonus is available if you sign up in the next 10 minutes. So if you register in the next 10 minutes, only $299, you get the entire program plus the article marketing webinar series. And on top of that, I have another bonus as well. If you sign up in the next 10 minutes, you'll also receive two 30-minute online marketing strategy sessions with me. Two 30-minute strategy sessions with me, specifically on online marketing. By the way, my coaching program, I work with clients, and my coaching program is $500 per month. And so the value that I offer on calls is pretty extensive. And so you're going to get an hour of coaching that we'll do by phone, two 30-minute sessions, if you sign up for the program in the next 10 minutes. I want to encourage you to take action and sign up for the program. If you're thinking about it, if you're on the fence, just do it. Remember, I have a 100% money-back guarantee. So try the program for 30 days. If you're unhappy for any reason, then we'll refund your tuition. Go ahead and get started. I've got so much information that I want to share with you on online marketing, and you can easily pay back that amount, your investment of $299, quickly and easily by implementing these strategies. You can get it back by generating leads. You can get it back by generating sales online. And it's actually really fun. Online marketing is so much fun when you actually get results. When you have an online marketing shopping cart, as people are purchasing, you can have it set up to send out an email message. And so anytime that I have an offer that I'm doing and I have a promotion, you know, when I see those sales come in, when I get an email that says someone just purchased online, there's just like this feeling of elation, like, wow, this stuff works, you know? And when you have those sales come in, it helps you, you know, I mean, really, that's just money in the bank. It's literally money in the bank. And so when you implement these strategies and watch that money roll in, then it really helps you to lift you up and build your business. And what's great is oftentimes when you're doing products, you might have a lower cost offer that you're doing. And, you know, an important concept to remember in marketing and sales is that a buyer is a buyer is a buyer. And when somebody purchases, then it's very likely that they'll purchase again in the future. And so I look at a lot of the people who purchase one time, and they are repeat buyers. They go back and they buy again and again. And so I want to really encourage you to sign up for this program today, in fact, in the next 10 minutes, and sign up for the program. And the 10 minutes starts as soon as this call ends. Or if you're listening to the recording of this call, I'm going to extend this invitation to you. So if you're listening online and you hear this offer, you have 10 minutes to respond and go ahead and purchase. So go out there now at socialmediaoutcomes.com/online and go ahead and sign up for the program, and I will extend those bonuses to you, the 4-week article marketing webinar series. And remember, all those webinars will also be recorded. So if you're not available at that date, like if you're on the East Coast or maybe even international, it's in the middle of the night, don't worry. All the webinars will be recorded. I do post those online. You can just click and watch them online. And I also give you a link to download them. You can actually download them to your computer. And so if you're, you know, working offline, you could actually just sit there and watch the video if you've got some time available and just watch these videos, go back through them. And it's funny, you know, some people don't like to hear themselves talking or on video, but I'll go back through and watch my so much information I actually learned from myself. I'm like, oh, that was a really good idea. I need to do that one like now. And so I learn from myself all the time. But you'll have access to go to those webinars and participate on them or live, or go back through and watch the videos of the webinars. So go out to socialmediaoutcomes.com/online and sign up for the program. And, you know, in closing here, it's really been a pleasure sharing this information with you today. In fact, when I come to these calls, I have a prepared presentation, but I often go off topic, and I often share ideas off the top of my head as I'm talking. This is a lot of content that's on this call that I've probably never talked about before. You've probably heard some ideas that I've never shared just because I'm sharing it in the moment. And I try to do that. I have a prepared presentation. I have slides that I go through. I have a script that I go through, but I also speak extemporaneously because some things just occur to me in the moment, and I'm always learning new ideas all the time. And so if you come back and attend this call in the future, if I offer it, then you'll probably hear some new ideas as well because I'm always adding additional value on these calls. So I want to encourage you to implement these strategies. My goal is for you to be successful. I want you to be earning thousands of dollars a month online, but I also want you to realize that, you know, if you're out there just wandering in the wilderness trying to figure out how to do this on your own, it can be difficult. You need a coach. You need a mentor. You need somebody who can guide you through the process to get it done. So sign up for the program at socialmediaoutcomes.com/online. We're going to have a lot of fun working together as we go through the program. It's been a pleasure to share this information with you today, and I look forward to connecting with you in the future on the program. So have a great day, and God bless.